So there are two, there are three practices. I think there are two, there are three, several practices, but there are three, I'll explain, that we can do right now. The first one is called practicing clear appearance. Clear appearance is the opponent to ordinary appearance. The second one is practicing divine pride. Divine pride is the opponent to ordinary conceptions. And we can also practice what is called the yoga of non-dual profundity and clarity, which is the opponent to all obstacles. This is the actual meditation that will take us to enlightenment. So what do we do to practice clear appearance? Okay, so we're sitting there, we've self-generated the Buddha Amitayas. So now we check. This is called a checking meditation. Mentally, we're observing from inside, okay, from our heart, all of the aspects of our beautiful body, from the crown of our head, all the jewels in our top knot. We're checking every part of our body, how our body looks, red wisdom light, beautiful garments and so forth, right down to the soles of our feet. If you want, you can extend and look at the lotus and the moon and so forth and go out to the Pure Land. But it's better just to remain at the beginning with just the body of yourself as Amitayas. So from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet as Amitayas, and then back again, checking many times, gently checking. This is my elbow, it's very pure, this is my chest and so forth. Everything is pure. Okay? So of course, to do this, you need a qualified picture. And in the beginning of the Sadhana, we have this beautiful picture. Kadampa artist has created this picture of Amitayas, very, very qualified. So spend some time looking at that before you do the meditation. And then you can check mentally. Okay? And of course, everything is the nature of bliss. Everything is the nature of wisdom light. There are no ordinary things here. There are no, you know, Amitayas doesn't have a liver and lungs and so forth. His body is composed of wisdom light, bliss and emptiness, you know. So all the time we are thinking this, 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 but we are understanding its nature is bliss and emptiness. Very purifying, incredibly powerful purification for our mind when we do this. That's the first practice, meditating on clear appearance. Then, having established that, so this takes time, doesn't it? If you have no time, you can't do this. Therefore, you have to make time. In order to engage in this practice, you need to make time. And the best time is in retreat. It's good if you can carve out a day or two, or a week or something, to engage in this practice at length, you know, at your leisure, as you say here. You engage in this practice mindfully, again and again, you engage in clear appearance, until you do have quite a clear image of yourself as Buddha Amitayas. Then, so that's training in clear appearance, that's opposing ordinary appearances, what's appearing to you ordinary. Because now your ordinary body has disappeared completely, you've just got this pure body. Then you can engage in divine pride, the practice of divine pride, and this simply means thinking to yourself, I generated myself as Buddha Amitayas. All the Buddhas of the 10 directions dissolved into me in the aspect of Buddha Amitayas. I've just checked my body. It looks exactly like the body of Buddha Amitayas. So there's no doubt, I am Buddha Amitayas. Okay? So we're doing this checking with a special mind of wisdom that is understanding from the very beginning the ordinary person that we were disappeared into emptiness, disappeared, completely gone, dissolved. And now, when we're doing the checking, we're doing the thinking, you know, I did this, I did that. Who's saying that? It's Buddha Amitayas. You're not thinking, I, the ordinary person, have done these things. That is contradictory to divine pride, because you're still holding deluded pride of being this ordinary person, self-grasping ignorance. So all that's gone. Any conceptions that you have now, even though Buddhas don't actually have conceptions, you should be thinking, I'm Buddha Amitayas. I'm definitely Buddha Amitayas. Look at my body. Feel that bliss. I'm definitely, so like this, okay? This is all imagination. You're working with your own imagination. But it's correct imagination, meaning it's arisen from wisdom. This is a special tantric technology taught by the Buddhas to help us completely purify our body, speech, and mind. If you engage with this practice, I guarantee you will want to do it again and again and again, especially with such a beautiful body, as Amitayus has, his red-colored body. So then you just sit with that recognition. I'm Buddha Amitayus. And you hold it as long as you can. Anytime ordinary thoughts start to come back, you dispel them, start again. No, I'm Amitayus. And go through that checking meditation, conviction that you are Buddha Amitayus again, and meditate on the mixture of clear appearance and divine pride, these two together. All the time remembering, everything is the nature of bliss, and everything is the nature of emptiness. All phenomena are appearing to my mind in the aspect of this body and this pure land, if you've managed to do that.